I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
So this guy steals a car, leads cops on a high-speed chase, runs inside his house, goes upstairs, and runs into bed, puts the covers over his sheets. Cops get into the house. They go up into his bedroom, and they say, hey, you're coming with us. Oh, no, I haven't been anywhere. I've been sleeping in bed all day. What kind of guy would try to pull this off? A real boob, right? Well, that's this guy's name. This guy's name is, his last name is M. Boob. Mustafa, and then you spell his last name M-B-O-O-B.
M-Boob.
Mustafa M-Boob of Connecticut pulled this operation the other day.
Hanson had M-Bop. These guys got M-Boob.
Yeah, where he stole a gold sedan from a CVS parking lot, led the cops on a high-speed chase to his house, where he dashed upstairs, dove into bed, and then the cops come in and follow. And, no, I've been sleeping here all day. He failed all sobriety tests.
One of the things that I get some grief for at home is leaving my laundry laying around. You know, they may not always make it into the hamper. Are you the same, or are you good at picking up your clothes when you take them off?
No, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at that. Okay. Getting it into the hamper. I got a big hamper.
Yeah. Well, it can, you know, it can cause some grief, and even decades into it, it still can cause some frustration for an 86-year-old woman named Helen Gianfrido in Austintown, Ohio, John. She's got herself a man. They live together. She kind of cougared a little bit. She's 86. He's 69 years old, but 69 is old enough for Joseph to know better. He should know not to leave his underwear in the bathtub. He did it, and she thought, you know what? You did that on purpose to upset me. I've told you for years, don't leave your underwear laying around.
She's 80. How old?
She's 86.
She's got an 86, and she's got to lean into the bathtub to get it, pull his underwear out of there?
And if your underwear's in the bathtub, that probably means it's dirty for some reason, like you were rinsing it out in the tub or something. Anyway, she accused him of leaving it there on purpose, and she finally said, you know, after whatever many years this is, I'm not putting up with this anymore. So she punched him in the face, and then he, you know, he shoved back. So then the next thing you know, they're both arrested for domestic violence over this 69-year-old dude leaving his underwear in the bathtub.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
These other stories you heard, and I can't believe it's news. Child's play compared to what you're about to hear now. This is the real crime that's going on Whidbey Island. Monday, October 9th, 5:42 p.m., Highway 20 business. A 911 caller says, somebody just locked themselves in the bathroom, and I hear glass breaking. Tuesday, October 10th, 5:45 p.m., Stremler Drive. A 911 caller says, there's a deceased goose in the neighbor's yard. Wednesday, October 11th, 3:54 a.m., Highway 20 business. A 911 caller says, a bunch of people keep going in and out of the bathrooms. Wednesday, October 11th, 11 a.m., Izzet Street. A 911 caller wanted to let dispatchers know that he was taking his dog to the vet.
Can you help pay for it?
Just so you guys know what I'm up to today. And then I might go grab a sandwich at McDonald's. Wednesday, October 11th, 9:33 p.m., Harrier Street. 911 caller says, there's some guy who's on meth looking into windows. And finally, Monday, October 9th, 12:55 p.m., Oak Harbor Street. 911 caller reports that people are putting feces into planters.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.
That's good fertilizer.
I don't know if that's human. I don't know what they're talking about there. But that's not good.